remember when cable TV was cool and 83 channels seemed like a lot? Well, for decades, it's held, the television has held a very coveted position in the American household.
That box with the clickers on it, yeah.
It was necessary equipment. Almost every family owns a television. Many owned several. People spent thousands on bigger and bigger screens. They installed them in their bathrooms, in their kitchens. But it now could be, is it possible that the TV will go the way the 8-track, the Betamax, and the Walkman? Could the TV become outdated, outclassed, and obsolete? It turns out that more and more Americans are watching their favorite shows without a physical television set. That's because they're going online on their computers. Last week, online streaming service Hulu began pitching advertisers on its own original programming, even. And meanwhile, Netflix announced it'll produce a miniseries follow-up to the popular show Arrested Development.
So what's the deal with Arrested Development? They're doing it for, like, Netflix, or what's going on?
What a crazy group of people over there. I have zero idea. We're doing a 9-episode kind of miniseries, if you will, to be distributed on Netflix.
Okay.
Streamed through, I guess.
Many of you say you've already made this switch. A listener in Albany, New York texts us, "We can watch TV on our own time. They can even be current TV shows. We get so much more out of our TV time by watching shows in episode order on the computer." Joining us now, Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner at the New York Times. Brian, are you a TV person or are you an online person?
Well, I'm both. And I think a lot of us are both. And I think a lot of us don't realize we're moving away from television because it seems so easy to do, to watch online. There are so many more benefits to watching shows online than there are sometimes watching on television. And there's almost two opposing forces at play here. This generation-long shift over to the web and over to on-demand viewing. But let's be honest, most television is better on-demand. Why watch live if you don't have to? But on the other hand, there's this tendency to watch shows live because all of our friends are talking about them online. So I love this battle that's going on, this tug of war between the two.
Well, you know, the TV manufacturers aren't making it any easier for the TV producers, right? I mean, on my TV that we bought recently, we can stream the online stuff straight to our television. It links up directly with the internet.
Which is why we're always going to have big flat screens in our homes. But you know, to the point about Hulu announcing its own original shows last week and promoting them to advertisers, that's the direction we're moving in, a more complicated world where some shows we watch are on TV the old-fashioned way, and some shows we watch are online the new way, and some are a mix of both.
You know what, though? We're speaking with Brian Stelter of the New York Times. Brian, when they made the huge switch, remember when we went from regular CBS, NBC, and then we started getting cable channels like HBO creating their own original programming, writers like yourself talked about that as a major change, and it was. But to the TV consumer like myself, it seemed smooth and almost unnoticeable. Is that what we're talking about here as well?
It was more of the same, right? It's more of a bigger bounty of programming. I think we're doubling down on that now with more companies able to produce content. You know, the wonderful flattening effect of the internet is that anybody can publish, and increasingly anybody can now publish video also. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be worth watching, but we're finally at the point where a company like Hulu, which is funded by NBC, Fox, ABC, and a private equity firm, they can now produce a show that's as good as a traditional NBC or ABC or Fox show. I've been waiting for a while for that to happen because at first, a lot of the videos we see on the web on sites like YouTube were amateurish. They were not replacements for a show like The Office or 30 Rock or New Girl or Fringe. Well, now some of these shows are arguably that good online.
Well, let's listen to a clip from one of them. This is Hulu's show Battleground.
Is this about the polls?
I know, but we did go down a little bit.
Margin of error. It's all about Milwaukee, Ben. We get our voters out in Madison. Rudy's got to get hers in Milwaukee. Election days are all about who wants it more.
All right, so this was one of their fledgling attempts, and how did it go?
This show is a lot like The Office on NBC, The Office being one of the best sitcoms of the last decade. And I have to say, I've been very interested in Battleground. I'm binging on it the way that people are often doing on Netflix and Hulu, watching 6, 7, 8 shows, episodes of a show at a time. And, although you can tell sometimes Battleground isn't produced with the same size budget that The Office is, the jokes are there, the drama's there, it's engaging, it's worth watching.
All right, we're assuming Brian Stelter of the New York Times. So where does this leave the TV consumer? Is this good or bad for the quality of our shows that we watch?
It's great because there's a bigger ecosystem and there's more money in that ecosystem to create content. But it does make the world more complicated. It requires us to think more when programming our menu or our diet, so to speak, of television. You know, in the future, you're going to watch some shows online, some shows on TV, and some you're going to watch on both. You know, Arrested Development being the best example. Netflix has gone out and they've said, wow, Arrested Development is so popular among our customers, that old Fox show, we're going to make new episodes of it. And they're only going to be available on Netflix. And I think we're going to see a lot more of those experiments in the future as websites get really good at figuring out what we want to watch.
Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, The New York Times. I know I'm going to be watching the Arrested Development miniseries. If anything could bring me online, that would be it for sure. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you.